Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm continuing a series talking about how important the Word of God is in your life. This series is entitled A Sure Foundation. It's actually the teaching that I teach. My very first four classes in Charis Bible College are just about the integrity and the importance of God's Word. You know, if you don't believe the Word of God, well, then all of the things that I teach from the Word of God don't mean anything. You just look at it as an opinion. You've got to come to realize that the Word of God is not like any other word. This isn't a normal book. This is God-breathed. It's divinely inspired. And you've got to base your life upon this. I've basically been giving an introduction of this the first 2 days. I just talked about how that if you don't build your life on the Word of God, then the storms of life are going to wash you away. And I gave basically a warning. The second day I began to talk about in Mark chapter 4, verse 14, Jesus was teaching a number of parables in one day, and he said that all of his parables were about something like how a seed works. And he said in Mark 4, 14, the sower sows the word. And so he shows that he was not really talking about farming. He was using farming to illustrate how that the Word of God is to the kingdom of God the way that seeds are to this natural world. And I was explaining that the whole world, every plant, every tree, every animal, every person that you have ever seen, everything is based on a seed. They couldn't exist without seeds. And we would count a person foolish who was trying to get pregnant and have children, and yet they never had a man plant a seed in them, or a person who wanted a harvest in a garden. They were looking for a crop, but they never planted a seed. We look at that in the natural realm and think, well, that's silly, and people wouldn't do that. And yet in the spiritual realm, people do this all of the time. They're praying and asking God to set them free from depression and discouragement. When the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, that grace and peace is multiplied unto you through the knowledge of Him who hath called us to glory and virtue. And it goes on to talk about in verse 4 that knowledge of God gave us these exceeding great and precious promises. So the knowledge of God is the Word of God. Your peace is directly proportional to whether or not you've sown the Word in your heart. And I couldn't tell you how many people are praying for peace, and they desire to have peace and joy and all of these things, love, but they aren't sowing the seeds for those things. This is a book of seeds. They are promises from God. And the Word of God is like a seed. And we've got to sow this seed in our life. And you can try and cheat a man-made system. If it's a test, you can cram for a final and maybe pass it and not have really learned the materials. But you know what? You cannot cram for a harvest. You can't wait until the night before you have to have something growing up and plant your seed. It takes seed, time, and harvest. And so I've already made all of these points. And I tell you, these are just foundational truths. These are things that the Lord has burned into my heart. And this is just the way that I live my life. And whatever success and whatever victory and joy and peace that I've ever had came because I have taken God's Word and put it in my life. Boy, that's powerful. Let me take a parable here in Mark chapter 4. And this begins in verse 26. And Jesus, once again, is telling us how the kingdom of heaven works. And he's talking about the Word of God being like a seed. So in Mark chapter 4, verse 26, he said, "So is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest is come." Now this is really a simple passage of Scripture. And I know that there's a lot of people that just pass over this, but I want to go back and just look at some of this and make some of these points. And you know, I encourage you. I know that what I'm saying about how that the Word of God needs to be preeminent in our life. We need to give more attention to it. We need to let it have more control over us. If you are truly born again, and if you have had any type of a relationship with God, the Holy Spirit has already told you that, and I'm sure that to some degree you've made steps in that direction. And so most people agree with this, but here again is the disconnect. Most people see that this is true, but in practice, very few people put the Word of God in a position of priority in their life. They allow everything else to come in and choke the Word of God and take away the time that they should be spending in the Word of God. So let me just say, I know that many of you are intellectually, you say, yes, this is true. But I want to go through this parable and just emphasize some of these things and make these points, hopefully for the purpose of drilling this into your heart and making it so paramount that it won't be just something that we have a philosophy that way, but we actually practice it. We do it. We live what we believe should be happening. And I tell you, these verses have really, really spoken unto me. So in verse 26, he again is likening the kingdom of God to the way that seeds work. And in the natural realm, nothing works without seeds. In the spiritual realm, nothing works without seeds. Some of you might take issue with that and say, well, now, wait a minute. I know a person that hadn't been studying the Word, praying, seeking God, doing anything, and they just got healed like that. I can guarantee you somebody planted seeds for that miracle. Maybe that person didn't, but the person who ministered to them, the person who God used to flow that anointing through, is a person that had taken the Word of God. And faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. And the faith that they used to deliver this power and this anointing of God to that individual came because they had taken the seed and put it in their heart. I'm saying whether it's obvious to you or not, it is true that nothing happens without a seed. You know, you may go to a grocery store and you may see a tomato and you don't know where it came from. You don't know if it came from Texas or from another country, or you don't know where it came from. But if there is a tomato there, I just guarantee you that it came from a seed. Somebody planted that seed. That tomato did not just materialize. That tomato did not just happen to be there. Somebody sowed a seed. And I may not know where it came from, but I know that that's true because that's just the way that the world works. Well, see, in the spiritual realm, people think that in the spiritual realm, things don't work with the same degree of certainty. They think that every once in a while, people just receive a miracle and you don't know how it happens. Somebody planted a seed. Miracles don't happen without a seed. God doesn't move without a seed, either in the natural realm or in the spiritual realm. Maybe you didn't plant the seed, but somebody else did. I believe this. I believe that these spiritual laws are just as real as the natural laws that we have. Actually, I believe that the spiritual laws are more consistent and more steadfast because the spiritual world created this physical world. You know, you can have a phenomenon in the spirit, in the physical world. Sometimes it just, we don't understand how things work. But in the spiritual realm, I believe it is even more established. It is more sure and more steadfast than it is in the physical world. So he says here that the kingdom of God is as if a man should cast seed into the ground. And in verse 27, he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. Now, there's a number of things here that it's important to look at. It says that he cast this seed into the ground, and then he just rose night and day. In other words, this is describing that there was a lapse of time. And this is where so many people miss it. You know, we become accustomed to just instant everything. And I think that the more and more and more that our society gets away from the land, and we are becoming more into cities, and we are developing more as a society to where we depend upon grocery stores and restaurants and fast food places to supply us with our needs. You know, people are growing, and they've never grown a garden in their life. They've never been around farming or anything. I think that when people were closer to the land, and they just realized that if you want a crop, you got to sow a seed, and you've got to give it time, and you've got to observe the laws. It's got to get the right amount of moisture. It's got to have the right temperature. And when people were living close to that, I think that it was easier for people to make this connection. But, you know, there's a lot of people that they think that your food comes from the grocery store. The grocery store, of course, is just where they stockpile it, and that may be where you go to get it. But I can guarantee you somebody grew that food, whether it's vegetables and things like that. They grew it in the ground, or whether it was cattle. They grew those cattle, raised those cattle, and they did all of these things to deliver it there. Your food does not really come from the grocery store. That's where they stockpile it, and that may be where you go to get it. But my point is that hopefully all of you recognize that in the natural realm, there had to be seeds sown, and it took time. But see, we just have instant everything. You go to the store, and here's all that you could want. You have a microwave, and you don't even have to heat the water anymore. It doesn't take minutes and minutes. You just turn it on and boom, it's there. We have instant potatoes. We have instant coffee. And, you know, we are getting to a place to where, man, people just, if it doesn't happen quickly, then people are, in a sense, spoiled. I remember my children, this has been 20 years ago. I remember one time we went to a restaurant, and I didn't realize how much we'd be needing at fast food places. But we went to a restaurant where you had to sit down and order your food, and they didn't cook it until you order it. And so anyway, it took about 25 or 30 minutes before we got our food. And I mean, our kids were talking about what's taking them so long. And I had to explain to them that, you know what, this isn't one of those places you go where the food's already been cooked and sitting under a heat lamp. They actually had to cook it, and they weren't used to that. And you know what? We've just gotten to where we're used to everything instantly. And I see people all of the time that come to my meetings that they want me to pray for them, and boom, like that. I mean, they've got their answer, and they've got their healing, and they've got everything that they need so that they can go back to just being carnal and being a couch potato and watching As the Stomach Turns on the television. They haven't sown any seed. They don't understand this concept that you got to release your faith and begin to start speaking the word and plant the word like a seed. And they're just wanting instant results. This says that this man that it's using as an example here, he planted his seed, and then it shows that he slept and he rose and he slept and he rose, and there was an elapse of time. You know, most people see when you have to plant a seed and then wait on it, they see that time as an enemy, and they think about, I want it right now. I don't want to wait. And they look at that as a bad thing. But, you know, actually, seed time and harvest, if you will really take these laws and use them, it becomes your friend instead of your enemy. For instance, my wife and I, actually, when we first got started in ministry, we knew that God had called me to teach the Word, and I saw myself traveling, which I'm still doing here 41 years later. But when we first started, we were going to believe God to get an old Greyhound bus, one of these double-decker buses, and we were going to get it and fix it out and make that our home and travel in it, and we were going to travel and minister. And we figured it'd probably take around $10,000 to buy that bus and fix it up and do all this. So anyway, we sowed $100 into a man's ministry. And I mean, we prayed over it. We agreed. And we just spoke our faith and believed that we were going to get $10,000 so we could go buy that bus. We did that on a Saturday. And on Monday, I went and looked in the mail to see if we had our $10,000. Then I looked in the mail on Tuesday, and you know what? I spent a number of weeks and months looking for that $10,000 to come, not realizing that there was this time involved in between when we sowed and when we reaped. And you know what? Praise God for the mercy of God. I praise God that we didn't get that money right away and buy that bus and live in that bus. You know, at the time, it might have looked good, but now I look back at it, I just praise God that that was one that didn't come to pass. But here's my point in telling that story. See, some people, well, they say, well, I would have wanted it to happen on Monday. And how long did it take you before you began to prosper? It took a long time. But you know what? Now that I've sown those seeds, and I've been sowing seed ever since. I mean, I sow a lot of seed. I bought 2 new cars for people last week and gave these cars to them. I sow a lot of seed. I do a lot. I give a lot. Jamie and I personally, I wouldn't tell you how much we gave, but we gave about 80 or 90% of our income away last year. And we give a lot. I sow seed. But see, now that it's been years that I've been sowing, that seed is just coming back and coming back, and it's abounding unto me on every way. I believe that back in about 1973 or 74, when I sowed that $100 thinking I was going to get $10,000 back on Monday, I didn't get it on Monday, but you know what? That has come back to me over and over and over. That seed just continues, and I bet you I've gotten much more than $10,000 off of that $100 that I've sown. I mean, right now it takes over $2 million a month to make our ministry function. And about 52 to 53% of the people that contact us don't ever give a penny. And my partners have enabled me to go ahead and we give our materials out to people, whether they give anything or not. And it takes $2 million to pay our television bill and all of our employees and our lights and all of these things that we do. And you know what? Where does that money come from? I have sown seeds. I have taken the laws concerning prosperity and I've sown them. But, you know, people come into my Bible school and they see our prosperity now. Like just this last week also, I went out and bought a new pickup. It's not brand new, but it's new to me. It's to replace one that's not working anymore. And it's a used pickup, but I got it. And I was able to pay cash for the thing. And people see me operating in prosperity, and they just instantly want that. And what they're missing is that it takes time in between when you sow and when you begin to reap. And I'm telling you, just this one simple truth right here could transform your life. Instead of just, you know, spending one day that you stay home and you read the Bible for 3 or 4 hours and you try and pray over it and you believe that that's going to change your life. That's not the way it works. You have to sow that seed, but then it's going to take a period of time. Before you see what you do today in the Word, it's going to take a period of time before you see that fruit grow up. Now, it may impact you, and you may all of a sudden come to a realization that, man, I've been missing it in some area, and here's what the Word says, and I need to change. And there may be something really dramatic that happens right then, but I can promise you that the true fruit that comes from sowing the Word of God in your heart isn't going to happen in 24 hours. It's not going to happen in 48 hours. It's going to take a period of time. And again, I know that there are some of you put off by that, but you can look at it as your friend. Once you do this and you just start sowing the Word, it works and it works and it works. You know, here's another illustration that on my property, I've built a trail because our property is nearly all vertical. It's 250 foot vertical rise from the road down below our house up to our house. So my property is so steep, especially in the winter when there's snow on the ground, you just can't walk on that property without sliding down the hill. And it's nearly impossible to walk back up. And so I built a trail and I carved it out with a pick and a shovel. And I just built this trail that's about 3 or 4 feet wide. And I just worked at it. And, you know, it's through granite, decomposed granite. And I worked on this for about, I think it was 6 years, building this trail. Just when I had time, I'd go out and do this. And, you know, it was slow. And just like anything else, I was wanting to get down to the bottom and finish the trail so I could walk the whole loop and stuff. But it was slow going. I mean, I could cover about 10 feet in an hour if I really worked hard. And I couldn't do that like 8 hours a day. I mean, if I worked 8 hours a day, I didn't get 80 feet. I probably got 50 or something because I got tired and had to slow down. So it was slow going. And I built this trail. And you know what? It looked like it was just a lot of effort for a little thing. But here's my point is that now I've been through with that trail for years. It's a mile and a half round trip. Or it's a mile and a half one way, 3 miles round trip. And you know what? Now, every time I go walking on that trail, the work that I did starting back in 1994, I think, is when I started that trail. Did you know that that work I put in back then, digging that trail and moving those boulders and doing stuff, I'm still benefiting from it today. It was slow going at first, and it looked like, man, I did all of this work, and look, I only got this far. But I am still benefiting from it. I dug every inch of that trail. So even at night, in the dark, in snow or whatever, I can walk on that trail because I know every inch of that trail. And that labor that I did back in the 90s is still benefiting me today. I'm still reaping from it today. And see, this is the point that I'm trying to make. The Word of God, some people just want to spend 30 minutes in the Word today and you want to see by this evening how it's changed your life. Or tomorrow you want your entire job situation to be solved or your marriage problems to be solved or, you know, whatever it is. And if you don't see it within 24 hours or 48 hours, you get discouraged and think, well, the Word doesn't work. I guarantee you, you'd never be able to raise a garden. You'd never be able to raise vegetables with that kind of an attitude. This man, he put the seed in the ground and he just slept night and day. What does sleeping have to do with the seed? Well, it meant that he left it there. He didn't dig it up. And see, if you're the kind that you're saying, well, I'm going to try this. I'm going to take a promise and I'm going to try and confess this word and see if it'll work in my life. And so if you try it for a day or for a week, and if you don't get results, then you say, well, it didn't work. You know what you just did? You just dug that seed up. It's no longer there. And if you were to go out and plant a seed and dig it up every day to look at it and see if it's working or not, and then you replant it, that thing would never germinate. You know, I don't understand that. I don't know that anybody does understand it. But it's not like, you know, if a seed has to be in the ground for 4 months, it's not like you can just cumulative add this time up. You can't just plant it and then dig it up and leave it out a day and then go back and replant it for a week and then dig it up and then replant it. No, it has to stay there that whole time. It has to be undisturbed. And you have to give it that time for that seed to germinate and to begin to start releasing its life. And it's the same thing with the Word of God. You just aren't going to see results within 24 hours. And because of that, people with short-term thinking, people who don't understand how the kingdom works are going to be frustrated and you're going to say it doesn't work. But I'm telling you, it does work. You just haven't worked it. This parable is showing that you have to put the seed in the ground and leave it there. Don't dig it up with your words. Don't counter it by saying, well, it's not working. I'm not healed. I'm not blessed. I'm not prospered. The Word of God isn't working. You're going to have to plant the seed in your heart and leave it there. And if you will do that and give it time, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, that this is an incorruptible seed. It will produce. Whatever seed you plant will produce. If it's healing, if you plant it and start meditating on it and don't doubt in your heart, don't dig it up, that seed will produce healing in your body. If you plant the seeds for prosperity, that seed will produce prosperity. That seed will help you to see your visions come to pass if you plant it in your heart and don't dig it up. You know, I've got a lot more to share about this, but I'm out of time today. I'm going to have to continue it on my program tomorrow. But I would like to encourage you to listen. Our announcer is going to give you some information about how you can get these materials, the CDs and the DVDs, on a teaching that I've entitled A Sure Foundation. I know it'd be a blessing to you, so please listen and then call or write today.
Andrew's complete teaching titled A Sure Foundation is available on either CD or on DVD as seen on TV. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Make sure to specify whether you want the CD or DVD album when you contact us. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The first teaching in the Sure Foundation series titled Laying a Sure Foundation is available on CD for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will send this first CD free of charge when you write or call. We'd also like to remind you that Andrew's latest book titled Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith is available in hardback for a gift of any amount. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. Canadian viewers can now make tax-deductible donations through Andrew Womack Ministries Canada. That address is also on your screen. The generous gifts of our friends and partners help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
You know, I really believe that you need to receive this teaching that I'm giving. I think it would just change your life. And I want to let you know that today is the last day that our helpline will be open this week. Tomorrow and also Friday, it's going to be closed because of the New Year's holiday. So if you want to call and get these materials, you need to call today. And also, you could have someone pray with you, that you just have the ability to get the word in your heart and leave it there and not dig it up. And there's people that would love to pray with you. They're mature believers who they've taken the word and they've put it in their heart and they know this process. They could be a blessing to you. So we have a number right there on your screen. Please call. Please get the materials, but also ask for prayer.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Phoenix, Arizona for a Gospel Truth Seminar this week, December 31st through January 2nd, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Charis Bible College Men's Advance, January 28th through the 30th. He'll also be in Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar February 4th through the 6th, and in Merritt Island, Florida, February 7th. And in Colorado Springs for Charis Bible College Campus Days, March 10th through the 12th.
I'd like to give you a special invitation to join me on December the 31st. That's, of course, New Year's Eve through January the 2nd. We're going to be back at the Biltmore Resort in Phoenix, Arizona. I tell you, if at all possible, I'd encourage you to come and be with us. Also, Charlie and Jill LeBlanc will be there with a live band. It's going to be a great time. Last year we had over 1,000 people. We're expecting more this year. Plus, you get a special rate at the Biltmore, a reduced price of $139 per room, and they normally start around $300 up to $1,000. And that price is good for 3 days before or 3 days after. So come join us for our Phoenix Gospel Truth, December the 31st through January the 2nd.
For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.
And this really ministered to me, that it's just the way that God created it. God created your heart, that whatever you put in your heart, again, I'm not talking about up here just in your file system in your head, but whatever you meditate on, whatever goes into the core of you, your heart will just start causing that thing to germinate. Now, this is good and bad, because if you plant the Word in there, it's just the way that God made it. God's Word is an incorruptible seed, 1 Peter 1:23. God's Word is powerful.